Zondervan presents The Expeditionary Man, The Adventure a Man Wants, The Leader His Family Needs, by Rich Wagner. Read by Maurice England. Preface. When I look back over the pages of this book, I'm reminded of something novelist Thomas Wolfe once wrote. We are the sum of all the moments of our lives. All that is ours is in them. We cannot escape or conceal it. If the writer has used the clay of life to make his book, he has only used what all men must. Indeed, when I first envisioned The Expeditionary Man, my mind was flooded with concepts and themes on biblical manhood. But when I sat down at my computer and began the task of writing, I soon realized that in order to communicate my passion on this subject, I had to use what all men must. The experiences in my own life that have shaped me as a disciple, husband, father, and man. This book turned into a most personal story, containing the clay of my life. My hope is that by sharing so openly with you, you'll discover that my path toward biblical manhood has not been an easy journey, but has stretched my marriage, my career, and even my faith to the breaking point. And yet, in spite of these challenges, I've discovered a life of adventure far greater than I could have ever imagined. In addition to my own experiences, I also include several stories from other Christian men whom I've had the privilege to know over the past 15 years in four different places that we've lived across the country. Except where I specifically note otherwise, all of these stories in the book are true. In most cases, however, I've changed the names and circumstances of the people to preserve confidentiality. Finally, The Expeditionary Man focuses on the biblical role of the man in the home. Consequently, I deliberately avoid diving into the God-given role and responsibilities of a wife and mother. My omission is not in any way meant to slight or diminish the role of a woman in the household. No, that is a worthy subject for a different book. Rich Wagner, August 2007. Chapter 1. Hardwired for Adventure. I believe it is in our nature to explore, to reach out into the unknown. The only true failure would be to not explore at all. Ernest Shackleton. A man is hardwired for adventure. I see evidence of this truth everywhere. It's found in the films men love to watch and the sports they pursue. I spot it in the gleam of my friend's eye as he talks about his career change, and more personally, I see it in the exploits that are written on my heart. The question every Christian man wrestles with, however, is what to do with these desires. Is it possible for a man to pursue a life of adventure when he's married, raising kids, and paying a mortgage? How do I prioritize, a man asks himself, what I'm driven to do with what I'm responsible for? Some men choose to live out their dreams, no matter the cost. Others stifle them in order to be a good family man. Many attempt to balance their pursuits with their responsibilities as husband and father. The problem is that when you look at the lives of men in the church today, nothing seems balanced at all. Too many Christian homes are falling apart. Too many youth are abandoning their faith as they hit college campuses. Too many Christian men are leading unfulfilled, mundane lives. This battle of adventure versus duty is brilliantly depicted in the Pixar film The Incredibles. The film chronicles the struggle of Bob Parr, a man who reluctantly gives up his livelihood as superhero Mr. Incredible and settles down into a normal suburban life. But after 15 years, Parr's life has become one of monotony, boredom, and purposelessness. Working as an insurance agent, he spends his days cramped in a tiny cubicle, lost inside
Sample complete. Ready to continue?